With the legislature not in session today, we can only imagine there is still plenty of conversation happening over the rail bill. CivilBeat.org reporter Chad Blair is walking the halls of the Capitol, and he joins us now with today's reality check. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Okay, so maybe you're back from the Capitol now, because I think we've got you.
Yeah,
on.
You can probably tell I sound nice and clear. There's
you
not
do.
People
okay.
talking in the background.
So as you've been down there, though, and spending a great deal of time talking to lawmakers, and clearly we've got a huge divide between what the Senate wants and what the House is prepared to advance. At this point, we're still waiting for what happens today at 1 o'clock when the governor will be having a press con. And then we had the letter today from the mayor is asking him to extend the session. Any word that you have or anything that you've been able to hear that might also mean that that might be a likely outcome?
Well, they've only got one more day. Tomorrow is the last day, and something extraordinary would have to happen. They'd have to waive the rules for one side to basically cave in and take the other side. Both sides have said they are not going to give in. There's talk of compromise, yes, but they're pretty firm. And in a nutshell, the House is saying, look, we got to go with the hotel tax, extend the general excise tax a little bit, but really the hotel tax, a 1% increase, is the way to go for 10 years. Not so, says the Senate. The way is to extend the general excise tax for 10 years. There's a few other provisions in each of the two versions of the bill, but there does not seem much wiggle room for giving in here, and that's the big question. Only the governor or the leaders of the House and Senate, with the approval of two-thirds of their members, can actually order a special session. It's a very rare thing. Of course, we saw it for same-sex marriage. I don't picture a two-week, three-week session with lots of testimony. But there's no question this is the most important issue before voters, before our leaders, and we're going to have some answers within the next 24 hours.
So obviously, this is a lot of conjecture, but clearly, because they are so intractable on both sides, there's also the possibility that we end with nothing.
That is very possible. They could simply not come up with a bill, and then when that session would be called back in is not clear, presumably pretty soon. Maybe they would give everybody a little time off to breathe, maybe the weekend. Who knows? Maybe they would even work through the weekend. I do know that those conversations are being had right now with the leadership in both chambers, and the governor is certainly going to get that question first off during his press conference today.
Okay. All right. Well, at this moment, I think that's all we can say about it. We will wait and see. 1 o'clock's not that far away.
It sure is. Thanks, Beth.
All right. Talk to you later. Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org, today featuring reporter Chad Blair.